Tyson Food takes out full-page ad, the food supply chain is breaking. Executives with the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods took out a full-page advertisement in several major newspapers over the weekend, declaring the country's food supply chain is breaking. The ad, an open letter from company board chair John Tyson, was published in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Harlan Z. Hill tweeted, Tyson Foods, the world's second largest processor and marketer of chicken, beef, and pork, published an open letter in the New York Times, say they can't guarantee to keep food factories open. The food supply chain is breaking. There will be limited supply of our products available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed, wrote Tyson, who noted earlier in the letter, the food supply chain is breaking. In the ad, the company's leader explained it will waive the waiting period for short-term disability, allowing workers who fall ill with COVID-19 to immediately get paid. Tyson is also waiving co-pays as well as co-insurance and deductibles for coronavirus testing. The discomforting statement from Tyson comes as the company has closed plants in Longsport, Indiana, and Waterloo, Iowa. Similarly, Smithfield has closed a facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where one worker died of the virus, and JBS has shuttered a plant in Worthington, Minnesota. Tyson's Waterloo plant reportedly linked to some 182 cases of COVID-19 is critical to the country's pork supply. A company spokesman told the Associated Press four employees worked for Tyson operations in southwest Georgia died of the virus in early April. The letter from Tyson warned all of these closures means millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the national food supply chain. In addition to meat shortages, this is a serious food waste issue, wrote Tyson. Farmers across the nation simply will not have anywhere to sell their livestock to be processed when they could have fed the nation. Millions of animals, chickens, pigs, and cattle will be depopulated because of the closure of our processing facilities, he added. The Tyson Foods advertisement came the same weekend the Washington Post published a report claiming the company, along with competitors JBS and Smithfield, was slow to implement proper social distancing measures and failed to supply protective gear until early April, potentially turning several plants across the country into infection hotspots. I will tell you right now, I don't believe a word about Tyson Foods failing because they didn't practice social distancing. This is a problem that is being promoted by the deep state, Drs. Fauci and Birx, and others from the WHO and CDC. Social distancing has not scientifically been proven to work. Belarus, for example, did nothing, and they have very low infection rate and death rate. Let's take a look. Okay, Belarus has a 2018 estimated population of 9,491,800. 2019 census, 9,413,446. 2020 coronavirus pandemic in Belarus. The 2019-2020 coronavirus pandemic was confirmed to have spread to Belarus when the first case of COVID-19 in the country was registered in Minsk on 28 February 2020. Over here we see 11,289 confirmed cases, recovered 1,740, deaths 75. Government response. On 16 March 2020, President of Belarus Alexander Lukashenko dismissed the threat of coronavirus and encouraged working in fields and driving tractors as a way of overcoming the pandemic. You just have to work, especially now in a village. There, the tractor will heal everyone. The fields heal everyone. In his further comments on the pandemic, the Belarusian leader referred to it as psychosis, and on 28 March played a game of hockey, later stating in an interview, "It is better to die on our feet than live on your knees. Sport, especially on ice, is better than any antiviral medication. It is the real thing." Prior to that, in an official meeting, Lukashenko proposed poisoning the coronavirus with vodka. That's pretty funny. As well as attending banyas as the best cure for the disease. As of April 27, a total of 11,289 confirmed cases have been reported, including 1,740 recovered, 75 deaths. More than 153,000 COVID tests have been conducted in Belarus as of date. This is just one example of a country that basically did nothing. And look, only 75 deaths out of 9,400,000+. Come on. This whole coronavirus response here in the United States to me is a total joke and a total hoax. But I know one thing, a lot of people are getting rich. Domino's, Walmart, all these pharmaceutical companies, all these GM, you just keep going on and on making these respirators. It's a total joke. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm really beginning to wonder if Trump knows what the hell he's doing. It's very disgusting to see. I get no encouragement out of the briefings that they have every day. Now Tyson Foods is saying that their products are going to disappear and millions of pounds of meat are going to disappear off of the grocery market shelves. This is not good. I totally am losing faith in Trump and his ability to lead. I voted for Trump in 2016. I really never liked Trump. I really didn't. I thought that The Apprentice was kind of cool. You know, you're fired and all that. And I thought, well, he could go to Washington and do some stuff because he's like, you know, really a hard ass and he's tough. But seeing his response and him allowing Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx to basically run the show and essentially Bill Gates run the show, you know, through proxy through Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. I mean, Bill Gates isn't standing there, but his people are standing there. It's just about the same as if Bill Gates was standing there in each of those briefings, because his policies, his beliefs, and his hopes and desires are living in Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. It's a sad place that we find ourselves here. But I had heard earlier Gerald Celentes mention this. For those of you who have never heard of Gerald Celente, he has the Trends Research Institute. He's a very interesting man, and he has a lot of great insight into everything.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente. It's Tuesday, April 21st, 2020, and your new Trends Journal is out. And what a Trends Journal is. Take a look at that cover. Destruction of the Free World and Economy, written by political idiots. That's who they are. We have political idiots around the world destroying the global economy. And as I said before, these are the same political idiots, people that are mentally disturbed, that start wars with no exit strategy. And now they're bravely fighting the COVID-19 war with no exit strategy at all. They've closed down the global economy, and it is doing more destruction by a long shot than the number of people that have died.
Okay, that's some great stuff. Well, you know, Gerald Celente's mentioned Belarus, that they have done nothing. So I looked into it. And sure enough, Belarus has done nothing and only 75 deaths out of 9 million people. Do your own research. Check it out. I'll leave the links for Trendy News and Gerald Celente's channel on YouTube. He's got some great videos. Check them out. And I'm telling you what, this whole coronavirus COVID-19 thing is a massive hoax. And I believe Trump has been duped and he's fallen right into the trap. And it's sad to see. As a Trump supporter, it's really sad to see our president not being president, not leading this nation, not getting it back up and running, but allowing rather that each governor in all 50 states do whatever they want. This is mass confusion. It's going to lead to mass confusion. And in the end, it's going to lead to a lot of civil unrest, rioting, and who knows, fires in the street, America on fire. I see no good exit strategy, like Gerald said, for this situation. God help us. We need to really pray now. Get on our knees, because that's about all we have, because our presence seems to be absent. In absentia.